USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During emotional testimony, George Floyd's brother asked lawmakers to ensure his brother didn't die in vain.
Honor George and make the necessary changes that make law enforcement the solution and not the problem.
Philanice Floyd says he saw the video from Minneapolis.
Maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death would not be in vain. To make sure that he is more than another face on a T-shirt, more than another name on a list that won't stop growing.
He appeared before the House Judiciary Committee. Gerald Nadler is the committee chair.
Millions of Americans now call out, "I can't breathe," as a rallying cry in streets all across our country, demanding a fundamental change in the culture of law enforcement and meaningful accountability for officers who commit misconduct.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It was a big step announced by Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
I am immediately withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation.
He's planning for transformation reforms in the department following the death of George Floyd in the hands of several officers. He plans to introduce a new system that uses real-time data to pinpoint possible behavioral problems.
Integrate new systems that use research on police behavior to connect officer performance data so department leaders can identify early warning signs of misconduct.
Many states are now seeing a spike in coronavirus infections and a surge of cases filling up hospitals. Texas reports more than 2,000 people hospitalized, a record high. Arkansas hit a record as well. And in Arizona, officials are urging hospitals to activate emergency plans. Some hospitals are already at capacity. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Removing Confederate statues is once again taking center stage in America after the protests for Black Lives Matter. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's decision to remove a Robert E. Lee statue in the state capitol is facing two lawsuits now. One filed this week centers on language in a deed signed 130 years ago, while the other claims it would violate federal landmark law to remove it. Northam did double down on his order to remove the statue in Richmond yesterday, calling the symbol divisive. A Richmond judge already imposed a 10-day temporary injunction on the removal earlier this week, and this is USA Radio News.
A slip-up by the WHO is being refuted by Dr. Anthony Fauci. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
Top government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says the WHO was not correct in claiming that asymptomatic transmission of the coronavirus is very rare. Fauci, speaking on ABC's Good Morning America, explains,
"There's no evidence to indicate that's the case. And in fact, the evidence that we have, given the percentage of people, which is about 25-45% of the totality of infected people, likely without symptoms."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.